From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 16th. It's Brock, July 16th. The sports rundown, 5 stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First from RotoWire, Patrick Mahomes aims to play week 1. Hey buddy, I got some good news for you. Patrick Mahomes is still on track to play week 1. The Chiefs' superstar quarterback's knee injury isn't looking like it's going to keep him out of the season opener against the Broncos on September 14th. That's a huge relief for Mahomes and the entire Chiefs organization, who were sweating out the possibility of starting the season without their franchise quarterback. Mahomes has been working hard to get back on the field, and it sounds like his efforts are paying off. The Chiefs are likely breathing a sigh of relief, knowing that their chances of making a deep playoff run just got a whole lot better. Now, I know what you're thinking. This is great news, but we've been here before. We've seen Mahomes come back from injuries before, and it's always a gamble. But for now, it looks like the Chiefs are in the clear, and that's something to get excited about. The regular season opener is still a few weeks away, but it feels like we're getting closer to a football season every day. And with Mahomes leading the charge, the Chiefs are definitely a team to watch. Next, second, from The Guardian Sport, the Open 2026. Golf updates from day one at Royal Birkdale. Live. Updates from the first round action at Royal Birkdale. Ewan Murray's preview and turn sport and focus. Yush, Mail Scott. Good morning and welcome to our live coverage of the 154th Open Championship. Who will prevail at Royal Birkdale? The reigning champion and world number one Scottie Scheffler? Rory McIlroy, long overdue a major title that isn't the Masters? Local hero Tommy Fleetwood? Justin Rose, who wowed him here as an amateur in 1998? Or, there are many ors, and we could be here all day. Up next, third from The Guardian Sport, World Cup 2026, Argentina break England hearts and head for final with Spain. Live. Listen, England's World Cup run came to a heartbreaking end with a 1-2 loss to Argentina in the semis. It's a tough pill to swallow, especially after they fought back from a tough start. Argentina's come-from-behind win sets them up for a final showdown with Spain, and the reigning champions are looking to defend their title. England's exit marks a new low for the team, and it's clear they're hurting. The focus now shifts to the final, but England fans are left to pick up the pieces and wonder what could have been. And then, fourth, from Awful Announcing, Marcelo Hernandez roasts Bill Belichick, Tiger Woods, Shane Gillis in ESPY's monologue. Marcelo Hernandez hosted the 2026 ESPY Awards in New York, delivering a 10-minute monologue that roasted Bill Belichick, Tiger Woods, and Shane Gillis. He joked about the Knicks ending a 53-year title drought, comparing 1973 to Belichick's age and noting the era before helmets in a 3-on. Next, fifth from The Guardian Sport, Argentina embraced the chaos to ride the wave all the way to another final. Pablo Iglesias Maurer, Lionel Messi, and up next. Sixth, from The Guardian Sport, Argentina fans flood the streets of Buenos Aires to celebrate win over England. Video. Tens of thousands of football fans have flooded the streets of Argentina's capital in a collective eruption of joy over their team's 2-1 victory over England to reach the World Cup final. Some screamed, others cried, and the most frenzied sprinted shirtless in pouring winter through the streets of Buenos Aires on Wednesday evening, their bodies painted in blue and white national colors. Young men and women scaled lampposts, traffic lights, waving Argentina flags. And then, seventh, from Awful Announcing, sports media world reacts to Argentina's thrilling win over England to reach World Cup final. Defending tournament champion Argentina scored 2 goals in the final minutes to stun England with a 2-1 comeback victory on Wednesday in the 2026 FIFA World Cup semifinals. Trailing 1-0, Enzo Fernandez drilled an equalizer for Argentina in the 85th minute. Enzo Fernandez, sir, Argentina, they always find a way, and they've tied the game. John Strong with the call for Fox, next, eighth, from The Guardian Sport, gutted. Harry Kane on Messi, Argentina, and devastation of World Cup exit, video. I think there's not much to say. For now, everyone has to process what's just happened. Harry Kane said after the defending champions, Argentina, rallied to beat England 2-1 and reach the World Cup final against Spain on Sunday. Trailing 1-0 going into the last 5 minutes of regulation time, Enzo Fernandez and the substitute Lautaro Martinez scored for Argentina. Anthony Gordon had given England the lead, but Lionel Messi and co. had other ideas. Argentina pushed for an equalizer, and the pressure eventually led to Fernandez scoring in the 85th minute. Up next, ninth from awful announcing. Anaheim Ducks reportedly intend to leave Victory Plus streaming platform. Victory Plus picked a bad Wednesday to have a bad Wednesday. The Ducks are the second team to walk away from the streaming platform within hours, and the exit comes with 2 years still remaining on Anaheim's contract. According to a report from Sports Business Journal's Alex Silverman, the Ducks have notified Victory Plus, who has reportedly fallen behind on rights payments owed to multiple partners in recent months, of their intent to terminate the deal and are now working to line up a new direct-to-consumer partner ahead of the 2026-27 season. The move comes just hours after the Texas Rangers and then. 10th from BBC Sport Football. Argentina faced fine for displaying Falklands banner after semifinal. Argentina's World Cup run just got a little more complicated. They're looking at a potential fine from FIFA after their players celebrated the semifinal win against England with a banner referencing the Falkland Islands dispute. That's a sensitive topic, and FIFA's not likely to take it lightly. The banner was a clear show of support for Argentina's claims to the islands, which have been a point of contention with the UK for decades. It's not the first time Argentina's made a statement on the issue, but it's the first time they've done it on the biggest stage in football. FIFA's got a strict policy on political statements and displays, and this one's likely to be seen as a breach. Argentina's already under scrutiny for their behavior in the tournament, and this could be the final straw. The fine's not the only thing Argentina's got to worry about. Their next match is against Croatia, and they'll need to stay focused if they want to make it to the final. But for now, it's all about the fallout from this banner. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.